Bernard speaking. Hello.
Hello.
Ah, hello, Cheeky.
Hello, Cheeky. Hello, Cheeky.
Hello.
Hello. Bring back Worker's Playbook.
I've done it. I've done it. At last, I've done it.
At your age, it's about time.
No. No, after 4 years in my laboratory, I've developed something that will take all the hard work out of our lives. Instant radio show.
What?
See this powder?
Yes.
Add a few drops of water, and you have a complete radio show ready to serve.
Go on, then.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Just a Minute.
Oh, well, back to the drawing board.
John, what's got into him?
His wife bought him a chemistry set for Christmas.
That's funny. I've been meaning to give my wife one.
We won't go into that.
Oh.
We'll go into this.
Good evening, sir. Welcome to the Capananda Tattoo, sir.
Good evening. Have you got a table for two?
Certainly, sir.
Could you put this lady? I think she's a big girl. I'll call back for her later.
Certainly. This way, madam. Would you like to sit upstairs or... Oh, you want to sit downstairs.
Meanwhile, in the cinema next door, showing The Naked Runner with full support.
Mr. Ellicott, it's far too hot in here.
No, I don't think so.
It's too hot.
No, no, silly girl.
It is.
Look, I've been managing cinemas for 40 years, and I assure you it's not too hot.
In that case, why has Steve McQueen stopped the picture twice to buy a drink on a stick?
Right. Door isn't going to budge. Give me the drill. Now the blowtorch. Now the explosive. Bite. Stand back. Right, we're in. Next time I go shopping, will you remember your keys?
Good evening. I am 126 years old.
You're not.
I know, but I'm quite old, really. I'll never see eight again. I wonder if you like some recollections.
Oh, all right.
I was thinking of looking back at last Thursday.
What happened?
Not a lot.
Who are you?
Henry Kissinger.
No, you're not.
I know, I'm off home on the bus, actually. Ta-da.
Stranger than truth. Did you know that the celebrated Elephant's Graveyard does not in fact exist? They tried to start one, but the mourners kept stamping on the vicar. Hello?
Hello, a trampled vicar here. I'd like to pop round and discuss this problem with you. Would this evening be all right?
Well, no, actually, we all go home.
Oh, well, I'll slide myself under the door then.
Yes.
I was a very religious child. C and A.
You mean C of E?
No, my parents brought me into sales.
I had a very traumatic experience. My mother left me on the doorstep. 10 minutes later, changed her mind. When she came back, I was gone.
Where were you?
In the pub round the corner.
When did this happen?
2 days ago.
Over to the sports desk.
We've just heard the Greyhound Derby has been cancelled as they can't find any jockeys small enough.
Basketball star Jim Jimpson, now 8'6½", has announced his retirement. He said, "I feel I'm above that sort of thing."
And now in the studio, we're privileged to have the Right Honourable Jeremy Crunsundle, who entertains at society parties. Good evening, Jeremy.
Hello, Bruce. Hello. How's your belly off the spot? That always gets them going.
I'm thinking of going myself. How exactly do you entertain at these society parties?
Well, I start off throwing bread rolls, and then I squirt champers at my good friend Roddy Legs Akimbo. Then I patronise the pianist, insult the hostess, and spill soup all over a lady's frock.
And that's it, is it?
No. Usually by then they're shouting, get off, and throwing castors at me. So I sing...
As if I cared. Do you?
Yes. I drop my pants, and that's a scream. I dip my head in clotted cream. And in the hall, I always fall. And then I'm sick, all down the wall. It's such a shriek, 4 times a week. I do it my way.
Jeremy Crunsundle, go home.
Thank you. I say, your pianist fellow's quite good. Can you play Picture Me upon your knee?
What? Super.
Meanwhile, in the zoo, 2 giraffes are having a high-level discussion.
Here, Harry, you're not looking too well.
What do you expect? When I get a sore throat, it goes on for days.
Inside Showbiz, in which we give you an occasional look round the world of entertainment just to make you glad you're not in it.
A British film company has abandoned plans to make a film called The Private Life of Jimmy Savile, because they found out he hasn't got one.
Continuing the trend to smaller and more intimate theatres, the one at Guy's Hospital has been thrown open to the public. All next week, a hernia operation with an all-star bill including bedpan people.
BBC Television have announced that they are to show a shortened version of Fall of Eagles, entitled Who Dropped the Budgie?
A real coup for the producer of Now Who Do You Do? Next week's show will have James Cagney impersonating Janet Brown.
Next week, Inside Showbiz, is Celebrity Squares rehearsed? We ask the scriptwriters. After which, Bob Monkhouse will ad-lib from a prepared statement.
Meanwhile, in a country inn, watch out for that low beam.
Oh!
Never mind. Two farmers are talking.
That Farmer Jones is so lucky, if he fell in a vat full of gold watches, he'd come up with a bag full of fertilizer. Hello?
Hello, fertilizer salesman here.
You want to complain about that last joke?
I just want to talk to somebody. It's a bloody lonely life.
Sorry, this is the operator here. Will you please get off the line?
Oh. Stranger than truth. Weevil's Snout of Chalfont St. Peter is 9 years old and can play God Save the Queen on a mouth organ. May not sound much to you, but he's a hamster.
Hey, I've got a duck that can play the piano. Quack Maninoff.
And now, in all humility and my new school blazer, a little poem, a little poem. I said to the doorman at the Hammersmith Pally, who I met one evening in an alley, what takes place within these halls? And quick as a flash, she answered, dancing.
That doesn't rhyme.
I know.
You should have said...
Oh, dear, oh, dear. Barry, how old is Tim?
I don't know, but I once saw a daguerreotype of him shaking hands with Queen Victoria. He did a royal command with Graham Garden and Little Titch.
You mean Bill Oddie?
Same thing. And now for Stanley, the statistician from Staines, our 25th Lord Nelson and Lady Hamilton joke.
Horatio, you have the sleeve of your jacket pinned to your chest.
Well, there's no arm in it.
And now over to the interview studio where Purvis Stagnant is talking to the most boring man in the world.
Now then, Mr.
I'm sorry, I must have dozed.
Are you going to ask me anything?
Yes. When did you first... I'm sorry, who are you?
I'm the most boring man in the world. Oh, I'll be off then. Excuse me, doorman, how do I get out of here?
Oh, well, sir, straight down the corridor end and...
Oh, well. I'll just walk up this street.
I don't care if you are cold, the fan is frigid air.
Why? I'm a puff.
Oh.
And now, home hints for the handyman, a special common market edition, how to wire a German electric blanket.
Don't, it's cheaper to write.
Here. Do you want 2 ton of old iron?
No.
You've got it. I've just run over your car in my lorry.
Have you got a juggernaut?
I've had no complaints.
Hello, Cheeky's Definitive Dictionary. This week's word, counterfeit.
Counterfeit. A disease common among shop assistants.
I've got a terrible feeling of two-boding.
You mean foreboding?
No, I think something small and nasty is going to happen.
Hi, fan.
You see? Dennis, what else is there to say king here? My fan club meeting at Festival Hall last week was packeroonies. I'd like to apologise to those of you who are annoyed at the London Symphony Orchestra appearing there at the same time. I've been dipping my quill in the old ink pot again.
Dennis, for heaven's sake!
So here's another spatteroonie with me and the lads laying down some bopperoonie, sung for you by Barry, Tim, John or Mickey Rooney.
One, two, three, a Rooney!
Terrible tease, so most of the Navy said. Auntie Louise was eager to please and spent lots of time in Brighton. Auntie Louise was always a tease with Tom, Harry, Dick or Fred. They just fill her up with Chianti, give her a burst of shanty. Everyone loves my Auntie Louise, she's such a tease. Yes, everyone loves my Auntie Louise.
Dennis, as I'm the only person on this show with a semblance of an education, may I say that I thought that song was garbage-a-rooney.
Just a moment, Brooks, so-called Taylor. What do you mean, semblance of an education? I was brought up on a diet of Delius and Shakespeare.
Really?
Yeah, a little firm up north who made baby food. And I had four S-levels.
What do you mean, S-levels?
Spirit levels. I was a carpenter's apprentice.
In common with many other people, may I ask why you ever left?
He had a vice I didn't like. Kept catching my fingers in it. Apropos of that, meanwhile in a baker's...
What do you mean, apropos?
Well, it's next door to a carpenter's.
That's pathetic.
Wait till you hear the joke. Meanwhile, in a baker's... Excuse me, my good man. Have you got a small fruitcake that would do tea for two?
No, but I've got a Swiss roll that can sing Jealousy.
What?
just coming out of the oven now.
Jealousy.
Oh, not done yet. Sorry.
Here is a newsflash. It was announced today that the two organisations known as AA are going to combine. In future, if you feel like a drink, you phone up and someone will come around and change your oil.
And now in the studio, we have Mr. Ramsay Toot, who tickles widows. Good evening, Mr. Toot.
Good evening.
When did you start tickling widows?
First thing this morning, and it's been a grand day.
I see. And with you, I see you have Mrs. Una Relic, who you're going to tickle for us.
That is correct.
Well, would you like to start?
Certainly. Good chicka chicka chicka. Did a little.
She doesn't seem to be responding a lot.
Well, it takes time to get warmed up, you know. It's little, little, under there. Good chicka chicka chicka. Sorry about this. It's the thick black material, you know. Can't understand it. She started at a touch this morning, you know. Diddle! Think a big end's gone, you know. Can we come back later? Good tea, good tea.
Well, we seem to have some time in hand. So here's something for all of those of you who follow the horses. A shovel.
Here is another newsflash. Police today arrested a television cameraman who tried to bite Gordon Honeycomb. The man said later, I've got a sweet tooth.
And now here is a school friend of Michael Parkinson's with some recollections.
You remember Michael well?
Oh, I sat next to Elsie Tartlett. She was a big girl in those days. Talk about dumplings boiling over.
What about Michael?
Oh, no, he was flat-chested. But Elsie, what a girl. I took her tits pictures once.
What about Michael Parkinson?
No, I never took him tits pictures. Why should I? He wouldn't show you his knickers for a gobstopper. Let me see. What were the film? I think it were Tarzan Gets Fat.
Do you remember Michael Parkinson?
Oh, yes. Anyway, Elsie and I sat at back. You could get him for ninepence in those days.
For the last time, do you know Michael Parkinson?
There's a show on Sally, don't you?
Yes.
Never seen it. Saw Elsie Bartlett the other day. She's changed. Gave her a gobstopper and she slapped me face.
Thank you, Norman St. John Stevens.
If you give to me and I give to you...
We'll be back where we started.
Truth
Meanwhile, at Ascot, not 1,000 miles from Hugh Paddock.
Right, now keep her in check as long as you can. Really sit on her. Then when she starts to respond, give her a taste of the whip, all right?
You sure your wife's going to like this, Governor?
Meanwhile, in Australia, a swag man is camping by a billabong.
Hello, dear. Like the spangled bush, eh?
Hello?
Hello, a kangaroo here.
Well, hop it.
Don't be like that. Do you want to hear a real Australian joke?
All right.
Rolf Harris. I'm a bounder, aren't I?
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here so that I can pour water on this little swine. And why not? He's just done it to me. Will the godparent step forward? Verger, we must get a smaller font. And stop doing the backstroke and listen when I'm talking to you. Ah, well, if you can't beat them, join them. Last one in the city.
Meanwhile, in Venice, just next to that sign that says Beware of the Doge.
Elvira?
Yes, sorry.
This is the most wonderful vacation. I've just spent the whole morning lying lazily on a gondolier.
Doris, you mean a gondola.
I know what I mean.
And now, Lord Criminum of Flim, the oldest living peer, remembers Lily Langtry.
Big boobs, hang a lot, bit of a girl.
Thank you.
What are you doing with that rag?
I'm Dustin Hoffman.
Enough of these philosophical ramblings. It's time for Hello Cheeky's post bag. Some post we missed. And I'm glad I got that right.
Dear Barry, regarding your ad in Swinger's Directory regarding bondage and leatherwear...
That shouldn't be in there. Oh, how embarrassing. Oh, I don't feel so bad now.
Why?
It's from Tim.
Here's an interesting one. Dear Hello Cheeky, I collect stones. Yours, Sydney Gallbladder. Oh, dear.
I've got one here.
Well, send it to him.
No, a letter. Dear Hello Cheeky, could you get me a date with Pat Phoenix, or Ina Sharples, as we call her? I never miss her on Crossroads, especially the bit where she sucks the lollipop and says, who loves you, baby? Yours sincerely, Andrew Gardner.
Here's one for Dennis.
Give me that.
Invitation from Andre Previn to a bottle party.
Oh, dear. Oh, here's a brown envelope with a window in it. Good Lord, there's somebody looking through it. Who are you?
I'm a small rebate.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, hello. This is John, Tim, Dennis, Barry. You're...
I'm a £1.28, Esquire, and this is my wife, Ninepence.
Hello.
Sorry to interrupt your programme, but if you'll just sign my bottom, we'll be on our way.
He enjoys this bit.
Shut up, Ninepence. Many happy tax returns.
Oh, not that one again.
Shut up, Ninepence.
And now, for the first time on radio, the execution of Charles I.
Clap hands, there goes Charlie. Clap hands, there goes Charlie. Clap hands.
Ladies and gentlemen, we proudly present the great Miss Solio. This man's incredible act is so shrouded in mystery that no one has been able to find out what he does. Ladies and gentlemen, the great Miss Solio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Observe. I take this and this and one of these. I wrap them all in this. Now, could I have all the lights out, please? Thank you. That concludes my performance. Good night.
Incredible. You know, I saw him before the war, and he does it just as well now.
What is it?
I don't know, but he does it just as well. His sister used to sing songs underwater.
What happened to her?
She drowned.
Oh. Is there a living in that?
Yes, but not for long.
Oh. Talking of sisters, my sister was hung at the Tate Gallery, you know.
Was she an artist?
No, she stabbed a commissionaire. Tried to pinch her Maltesers.
Ooh.
Yes?
I'm a fairy. I want to complain about the bottom of your garden. My wings are so clogged up with leaf mould, I have to walk here.
Get out.
All right, then I'll leave you with a fairy joke. Hear about the goblin who went to the psychiatrist.
Why?
They found him talking to his elf. His self. Well, there's one in there somewhere. Now, a Hello Cheeky first. We've just heard that on a remote Pacific island, another Japanese soldier has been found who does not know that World War II is over. We've sent our radio car...
How can you...
Shut up.
Oh.
We've sent our radio car, so we take you over there now to see what's going on.
All right, Yakimura. You can come out.
Come nearer, I blow your head off.
Yakimura, we come as friends. Lay down your arms. Yakimura, understand me. The war is over. The war is over.
Oh.
You want to buy transistor radio?
Harold?
No, Eaton.
Solly?
No, Herbert.
Cobras?
No, Grass Snake.
Bless you.
You're welcome.
Hello.
Who is that?
Oh, just some Jap I used to know.
And now, over to the sports desk.
The test match. We've just heard that at the close of play, England have lost Tony Greig. It's a bit careless when you're considering how big he is. Considering, what with the uncertain weather and the crowd invading the pitch, only four balls were bowled. So here's Peter West to talk about them for half an hour.
Well, with me in the box, I have Richie Beno and two ladies in miniskirts, so knickers to the lot of you.
Mr. Christian, Mr. Christian.
Aye, aye, sir.
I'm going to lock you in a hole.
See? Told you, queer as a square grape.
Now, here is yet another news flash. A group of red Chinese cooks who have been on a fact-finding mission with a view to setting up state-controlled fish and chip shops in China are returning to Peking. Their spokesman said, "We're flying tonight."
And at the end of that joke, the panel of lady judges are holding up their cards and we see 8, 7, 7.5, 8.5, and for a good time, ring 828-1138. Get rid of that woman in 30 seconds.
Why not immediately?
I'm making a note of the number.
Apropos of that, I hear they want Hugh Scanlon for the next Winter Olympics.
What for?
Skating over the facts.
Every year, we search for a song to get us into the Eurovision Song Contest. Here is one that could conceivably get us thrown out of the common market.
It has come to our attention that a lady at the back of the audience is stuffing chocolate drops up her nose. This is nothing to do with the program, but if she looks like sneezing, for God's sake, duck!
Ladies and gentlemen, three programs at one and the same time have proved so popular that we are now going to do them by royal command.
Who asked for them?
Some old queen in the tea bar. And so for you, brilliantine dazzle, as pretty a puff as ever dunked a digestive, we present simultaneous transmissions of
Omnibus Looks at Picasso,
Warship,
and New Faces.
You're a star, you're a star.
Good evening, welcome to New Faces. Let's meet our panel for tonight.
Two chief stokers, a Russian spy,
and a blue man with three arms. But this, of course, is the later Picasso. We must remember that he started
in the boiler room
with a female rock group from Worksop. They call themselves
Rear Admiral Kenneth Pennington Smythe, Knight Commander of the Bath.
Which they may have to change, as I understand there's another group called that. Here they are singing
the Spanish Civil War. This moves Picasso to
Portsmouth, where I hope to tie up alongside
Danny LaRue. Danny's here tonight with
a large butt. It's It's of his first wife, who modelled for him many times, most notably as...
the Ark Royal. She's taking part in the exercise.
Wearing a beautiful blue gown, cut low to show.
The depth charges.
But we can't put in at Tangier, sir. They've had a nasty outbreak of...
Mickey Most.
Oh. Yes, but we don't want anyone catching that, do we? Remember when Petty Officer Johnson went down with it? He had terribly swollen
cubes. These fascinated Picasso to such an extent that he started...
a comedy juggling act
in an inflatable dinghy. The whole point of the exercise is to land the Marine commanders here at the foot of...
Arthur Askey.
It's only a short climb, but they'll be under a constant bombardment of...
nude ladies in various colours.
What did you think of the old man's briefing?
Frankly, I thought he was...
hysterically funny, with a lot of new jokes, especially when he entered his blue period. This was a period of melancholy, mainly due to...
Tony Hatch.
...who Picasso was later to marry. However, the marriage was a failure, largely due to a lack of...
presentation, content, and star quality.
Well, personally, whenever I see an act like this, I always think...
bollards. If those hawsers don't take the strain, we'll be smashed on...
red wine and absinthe. All the world knows Picasso's little fish.
Who sang last week at a working men's club in Doncaster to an audience of...
two drunken sailors.
And a bowl of fruit. But through the eyes of Picasso, it became...
Jess Yates.
And we all know how that feels. Part of stir number one, and watch out for the...
goat skull, bottle and candle.
Well, nice enough if you like that sort of thing, but my reaction to this sort of act is...
frigate. Or some other small vessel.
In which Picasso kept his rose madder.
Funny name for a comic, but I like the witty way...
he was sick in a bucket. Damn these high seas.
Very unusual for a baritone, especially when he's...
hanging by his utrillos in the blue.
Couldn't have to a nicer fella. And that brings us to our last act on the show.
The entire Swedish Navy.
Who are going to dance...
nude in an armchair.
So, if you chappies will get out of the wardroom, I'll tackle...
the all-girl band from Worksop.
Not bad for a man of 90. who will always be remembered for his...
bye-bye, Cheeky.
Think on.
Sayonara, Cheeky. Hello, Cheeky, with John Duncan, Timber Taylor and Barry Cryer. Music by the Dennis King Trio, script by Barry Cryer and John Duncan, and production by Bob Oliver Rogers.